How did you keep warm in winter in those days?
Oh, you used to go in the spinneys and get the wood, and when they were filling the tree, falling the trees, you know, different. There used to be two men with a big saw, saw them down, and we used to go and get the shavings and bring branches of wood when they were out the road. We always got plenty of good firewood. There wasn't much coal. We used to buy a bit of coal.
Did you have a stove at home, or how did you cook at home?
Well, we used to have to cook at the... used to pay a penny to go to the bakehouse. That's where how we used to cook. And then this fire what we had, my dad used to have a bar across, and the frying pan what we got, it had a handle on, and used to hook on this here bar. And that's how, that's the only cooking like. And, well, the pots as we had, if we could see them now, you'd be disgusted. But the pots as we had, they used to put the potatoes, and of course when they killed a pig, they used to give you the pig's fry. And my mother used to do the taters and onions and pig's fry all in this here pan over this coal, over the fire. You used to have a nice big fire with wood and that. And she used to put all of it in the pan, and that's how we used to eat it. And we used to, from the farms, they used to give us lard and dripping and that. And the bread we used to have from the bakehouse, because she couldn't make it herself, and hadn't got oven to make it in. But we used to take it to the bakehouse, and they used to pay a penny. And we used to get a meal like that. And I tell you another thing, they had tame rabbits, some of them did, and perhaps they'd let them run about, and we should go and get one. And my dad would kill it, and they'd do it up, take it to the bakehouse and do it, and it's a good dinner for us then.
Did everybody go to the bakehouse then?
Yeah. Well, the majority of them went to the bay. There were no stoves and that like there is now. There were nothing like that.